pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pray with me. Our Holy Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this day, Father. Thank you for all the many blessings that you've bestowed on us each day, Father. We thank you for the health you've given us to be a part of this day. Father, as we enter into this meeting, we pray that you'll give us knowledge and wisdom that the business we handle today will be the best for this county. Father, we pray for this nation, that they'll look to you for their guidance. Father, we ask that you go through this day with us, look over us, guard, guide, and direct us. In Jesus Christ's holy name we do pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome all of the community this morning. We've got a pretty lengthy agenda. We have a groundbreaking set at 10:30, so we'll try to move through this as quickly as possible. Item number one, public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with the Open Meetings Act. Do we have any requests? Item number one, status report on the pass-through program, Jenny.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I provided each of you a status report, which is a little lengthy this time, but since we're trying to get court wrapped up and go to the groundbreaking, I'll just hit the highlights. A couple of the most important things that have happened in this last month is that we have been released for public hearing for the FM 1000 project. It's a huge step to get that one finally to this point, and we've set the public hearing for Thursday, July 22nd. It will be at the Titus County Extension Office, which is a little different. We've used the Civic Center for the last two, but they weren't available in the date that we were looking for. And as with the last two public hearings, there'll be an open house between 5:30 and 6:30. Members of the environmental team, the design team, right-of-way team will be there to assist anyone who wants to come look at the schematics, the alignment, the environmental document, have questions answered. They're there to help during that time. At 6:30, there'll be a public hearing. TxDOT will be here to conduct the hearing along with Titus County. And so then after that, the public has 10 days, which to either they can give comment that night at the public hearing or send in comments after the fact for 10 days so that those comments are part of the official record. And then we'll put together the public hearing summary report with everything together, all the exhibits and the comments that were made at the public hearing, and send it in. And so it's, I would say, keep our fingers crossed, by at least by mid-September, we should have full environmental clearance on the FM 1000 project, which will allow us to start right-of-way acquisition on that project. You know, luckily for us, we have been wrapping up design and can't finish it until after the public hearing in case there's any major comments that we need to address in the design that come out of the environmental process. But, you know, I think that that's going to catch that project up now with where 2348 is as far as an acquisition standpoint. So that was very good news, and we appreciate TxDOT help on that. The other sort of highlight today is that we accepted bids, and the court has an action in a few minutes to award the clearing and grubbing contract on 271. Bids came in well, and we were very happy with the number. It's helping us stay within budget on that project. And we had a healthy group of bidders, and that's always a positive thing. And in addition to that, we have had my office quite a few calls from other contractors who said, oh, we thought about bidding on this one, we chose not to, but we really want to know when the roadway contract will bid out. When do you think that'll be? Because we really want to come bid on that project. So I think that's very, very positive that we're getting a lot of attention. And it's helping that construction prices are still remaining pretty low across the state. So from our budget point of view, I think that that's going to be very helpful to us. And then we have the groundbreaking this morning after court, which is at the southwest corner of 67 and 271. So hopefully we'll have a nice crowd, and that's a happy day. I know we've all waited a long time to get to this spot for construction to truly begin. And we will, after the court moves today and awards the contract, the contractor has 30 days to place bonds with Titus County. I've had a talk with the winning bidder, which was H.H. Howard. I think that they will place their bonds pretty rapidly, and we will work to mobilize them just as quickly as we can to get them going, to get that cleared out, because obviously the quicker we can clear and grub out there, it allows the utilities to move. And you'll notice in your status report today, I gave an update on the utilities that have to relocate on the 271 project. As it looks right now, there's 12 of them. We've had quite a few coordination meetings with them. Several of them are ready to go and begin their relocation activities just as soon as we can get the right-of-way cleared and give them a notice to proceed. So from 271 standpoint, from acquisition, utilities, this clearing and grubbing, I think we're seeing everything come together. And our plan still is to let the roadway contract before year end and move forward with construction at the beginning of first quarter 2011. So happy times. It's always good to stand up and give some positive news. And as long as we don't all melt out there, let's go have a groundbreaking. July 22nd, that's a Thursday. And as I said, 5:30 to 6:30 will be the open house, and 6:30 is the public hearing.
Questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. 22nd.
Judge, I reviewed the minutes that I had a question about at the, not the last meeting, but the previous one before that, and what minor other corrections that were necessary I was assured would be made, and I'd move that we accept the minutes for the 26th, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. I can't really speak for the 14th because I was not here.
Is there a reason why we're trying to transcribe into the minutes everything that's said in the commission report meetings?
I think it's the best thing as far as I'm concerned.
So is there any need to have an audio record of it?
Some people would rather listen to the audio, although that's very difficult to hear with the shuffling paper and clicking a pen.
problem with that. Just a blurb on the minute saying that for accurate transcribing of the discussion, that it be done through the CD that we have.
The audio CD is an accurate record. Does this add to our server problems? You know, are we taking up more space on the server by duplicating the server?
I'm actually doing the audio is all done online. It's out there on the website. We store the actual CD in our office, and the website actually stores the audio, so it's protected.
I understand that, but I mean, are we taking up space on the server?
No, sir.
So we don't copy these printed minutes. They're not anywhere on the server, is that right?
No, sir.
Does your disclaimer need to be an amendment to my motion, or is that just a something that you can communicate to the county clerk?
Well, I think the court needs to take action.
Okay.
Are you willing to amend your motion?
I will.
Is there a second on Commissioner Boggs' motion?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, seconded by Commissioner Hannah, approve April 26, May 10, May 17. Did you say May 24 also?
Yes, I just stopped at June 14th.
May 24 minutes with the added proposal to note on the written minutes that the official record of the minutes is contained on the audio CD. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion to table the June 14th minutes until the next meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second to table the June 14th minutes until the next meeting of the court. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion by Commissioner Holliday, seconded by Commissioner Hannah, to approve the request for funds from the state comptroller. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Vine contract.
Vine contract.
Victim information and notification program. The amount of the contract, total amount due is $6,874.
Now, what is, this maintains a database for the Sheriff's Department to,
This is, this deals with, the booking system, third-party vendor fees related to the booking system at the jail. Which deals with, victim information notification, and it's, the contract is between us and the Attorney General's office. Do you have anything additional to add, Sheriff?
No, sir.
You know, this thing doesn't have to be approved until August 31st. It doesn't seem like we know a whole lot about it. Why don't we just table it until the next time or something? Give the sheriff an opportunity to look at it.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. We've seen one of these. That's why I was doing some here going on now. I don't even know where it's going to be. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You want to just do that?
Yeah, we can table this until the next meeting, but we, this victim information, notification program.
It's just a renewal.
It's a renewal.
It's an ongoing contract, apparently, but I,
That's fine, mate.
Yeah. I move we table it till the next meeting.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fox, second by Commissioner Hinton, to table the approval of the Vine contract for the next meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. They did state in their letter that they would like to have all service agreement renewals back to their office no later than July 15th, so they have plenty of time to process, so that would still give us time to act.
If it's an ongoing contract, they're not going to, they're not begrudge us another meeting.
Jenny, let me ask you, would you come up and ask you a question here on all these next items that we're dealing with?
Yes, sir.
The next item on the agenda is possibly approving the contract for clearing and scrubbing. Then we have determination of public necessity for FM 2348. I'm assuming that's to acquire right of way.
Yes, sir. I believe, as with all public roadway projects, we have to declare a determination of public necessity. There had been an action by the court quite some time ago, a couple of years ago, that sort of grouped all three projects together under that are under this program through one DPN. We felt in reviewing it that it would be more appropriate to run separate ones through and attach the alignment map to the finding, so that there is no question in the public's mind on, you know, what the action of the county is, what their intent is. It allows us to move forward in acquisition and then other further legal proceedings if necessary. So there are several, in addition to the clearing contract, you're right, we have several housekeeping items on the agenda this morning, all in preparation for construction activities. you have the two determinations of public necessities for the FM 1000, FM 2348. You have a consideration and adoption of procedures and processes both from construction contract administration, and each of you were provided a manual this morning that sort of lays out what we will do in construction, and that's a manual that we developed in consultation with TxDOT Construction Division, FHWA, and that we've used on other projects of this nature. There's also a requirement for the county to adopt the state's disadvantaged business enterprise program, because DBE will be a requirement during construction, and that lays out the process that would be followed by the county, again, just adopting the states. And there's a couple of resolutions that have to be approved to signify the court's approval of those action items. And then finally, there is an interlocal agreement that we're having the court adopt this morning that will allow us during construction, won't need it till construction, but during construction to utilize TxDOT inspection services in fabrication shops where they already have an inspection presence. We pay very minimal for that, and it allows the contractors, in this case will be for all three construction projects, allows the contractors to order materials from pre-approved TxDOT sources. They inspect it, they're pre-inspected, and then when they're shipped to the site, they come with the inspection certifications. Rather than, there's an inspection requirement on everything, but in cases of box culverts, beams, that sort of thing, where TxDOT already has a presence, we have found it just to be the most cost-effective way to get inspection done versus the contractor sending his forces to a source that may not be pre-approved, and it gives the state a great deal of comfort to see those stamped, pre-approved stamped items come through with inspection reports as if they're used to seeing on their projects. And so since we had a couple of these items on, I decided just to get them all out of the way this morning so my full checklist is done, and I know all the agreements are in place with the state. All the manuals have been accepted and programs have been accepted, and then because we were starting acquisition on 2348, we decided to run the DPNs through during this court. Is that a long answer to your question?
Well, kind of, but that's okay. I guess my concern is whether or not any or all of these have any application.
The one that has the one application that it has is on the construction contract administration manual. It allows us to provide a manual and have record of how we will interact on behalf of the county with any contractor, even the clearing and grubbing contractor, so that during construction, and then how we will interact with TxDOT during that, the term of that contract as well. That's the only one that would have direct relationship to the clearing and grubbing. We don't have a DBE requirement on this one. On this, so clearing and grubbing, we don't have a DBE requirement. So that one.
So we could award the contract.
You can award the contract and then follow up. But we can reverse the order too. You can adopt all these items. And then,
I'll tell you what my concern is.
Yes, sir. That's a stack.
Yeah,
it is a stack.
You know, we've really not had the opportunity to look at it.
Okay.
And I really think we probably need to have our county attorney at least perform some kind of cursory review of these documents.
Okay.
Now, if we award the contract today and
Yes, sir.
Then I guess technically we may have 30 days there to provide them a notice to proceed.
Right. We don't, we will not even consider doing a notice to proceed on that contract till A, the bonds are placed. B, we've had a chance to hold a pre-construction meeting with the contractor to decide when a favorable time for them would be so that we don't start the clock ticking too rapidly. We're doing right-of-way staking right now, and fencing is to be relocated along that alignment. So obviously we want to get that far enough ahead of time before we mobilize the contractor so there'll be no delays in the contract. So yeah, we have at least another court.
If we table this until our next meeting.
Then you'll be fine because you won't truly sign that contract until, or the final part of that contract is them putting up their bonds.
Judge, I make that motion that we table.
Let me, now, items 7 and 8 deal with the condemnation process on 2348 and FM 1000.
Yes, sir.
So all this other stuff.
Everything else is
kind of
secondary to that, right?
Well, like 9, 10, and 11?
Yes, 9, 10, 11.
12.
12 and 13.
Yeah.
I guess my other question is FM 2348, that's East Blue.
Mm-hmm.
East Blue.
Yes, sir.
We've received funding on that.
Yes, sir.
We're engaged in the appraisal and offer and negotiating the process there.
Yes, sir. And are making active offers, yes.
FM 1000, we've not had a public hearing on.
No.
So, does adopting the resolution or the determination of public necessity for FM 1000 jeopardize us in any way on the federal funds, like we were told months ago, King's X on any right of way?
No, sir. It will not, because it is not authorizing action to move forward in the right-of-way acquisition. It is just saying when the court has an intent to move forward in right-of-way acquisition for this project, and there's a public reason and necessity why that should happen, but it does not trigger the commencement of right-of-way activities on that project. No right-of-way will, you know, in any fashion will start on FM 1000 until we wrap up the public hearing, finish the public hearing summary, and receive FONSI. Right. We will not make any offers until that point. Oh, that's right. We do need item 13, because that gives us, we have to request right of entry from the TxDOT for their right of way. There are pieces of the 271 right-of-way that still belong to them that we have to cross. And so we have to have that access in order to get on to the right-of-way that now belongs to Titus County. We've requested that of TxDOT, but we just have to have formal court approval of that.
And we already adopted the interlocal agreement between the county and TxDOT.
No, that's the one I was speaking of a while ago. That's for inspection services during construction. That's the interlocal. I believe you have three copies, Judge, that were sent up to you last week. And again, that's one. The items that we have to do today, it would be nice to go ahead. Obviously, we've got to do item 6. It would be nice to go ahead and get item 7 and 8 out of the way, but definitely 7. And then 13. That's the one. 13 is a resolution, and it applies to both this number 12, the interlocal that we're going to send in, but it also applies to the request for access to the TxDOT right of way. but everything else can, you know, can go on, can be considered and approved over the next, you know, couple of months, and I can work with Joyce to sort of put dates on when we have to have things, have to have items approved to allow movement to go forward.
So what does item 13 prohibit, I mean, what does a two-week delay on item 13 do?
You know, if we're not mobilizing the contract in the next 2 weeks, then it doesn't hurt anything. So we can come back at the next court and approve that one at that point.
Well, I know we're all anxious to make this thing happen as fast as possible, but I think also it would not be due diligence on our part.
Sure.
Personally, I don't see a problem with going on and approving out 7 and 8 because 7, we're already in the process. 8 is not going to happen until we get Foxy, but at least we're going to get this out of the way.
That's right. Again, you know, we could actually operate under the one that was done previously. But in further review of it, we felt like, you know, those didn't have the alignment maps attached to them. Now that we're further along in the process, if anyone asked what under what authority right-of-way was being acquired, they could see the alignment. And so there's no doubt what the court's intent is on this.
Even though it's possible.
It certainly could change, yes, sir. And really what it shows is that's the reason we didn't do a parcel by parcel alignment map as an attachment. We did the more generalized alignment that shows the beginning point. The beginning and the endings are not going to change. Those are pretty fixed in stone. Whether we shift 5 feet one way on one parcel or 3 feet the other way on a parcel is not going to change the court's intent, nor the determination that this road is a necessity for the overall welfare of the public.
Questions?
Any
motions?
I'll withdraw my motion till we get to it on the line item, but I just wanted to say that I agree with the judge. This is the first time we've ever done this, and we want to be sure.
Oh, I understand.
We got it on Friday, and we may be a little too cautious, but bear with us.
No problem. No problem.
Okay. Item number 6.
Item 6 is that the contract. We opened and accepted and opened bids for the clearing and grubbing and removal of structures for US 271. We had a total of 6 bidders, H.H. Howard & Sons, Eubank Excavation, Stevenson Dirt Contracting, Longview Bridge and Road, Brad Drake Construction, and Northeast Texas Construction. And of that, the lowest and most responsive bidder was H.H. Howard & Sons, with a bid amount of $778,145.24, which was below 24%, approximately 24% below the engineer's estimate for this project. We reviewed all the bids, we reviewed the documentation, we found H.H. Howard & Sons to be in compliance, and I recommend the award of contract to H.H. Howard & Sons.
Make that motion, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Field, seconded by Commissioner McAday. Second. Grubbing contract for US 271
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Bynum, seconded by Commissioner Hockaday to approve termination of public necessity for FM 2348. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number eight, consider possible approval of termination of public necessity for FM 1000. There a motion?
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Steele, seconded by Commissioner Hens to approve termination of public necessity on FM 1000. Is there a motion to table items 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 until our next meeting?
Did we vote on that?
Do I?
Did we vote on that last motion?
All in favor on item number eight, public necessity for FM 1000, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously.
Now I'll put my motion in effect to table items 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Everybody good with that?
Till our next meeting.
Till our next meeting.
There a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Bob, seconded by Commissioner Hens to table until our next meeting. Items number 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And just to add one final note, if anyone has any questions over the next 2 weeks before these items come back up for consideration, I'm happy to talk with County Attorney or anyone else to explain sort of the background of each of the items and the necessity for each of the items, particularly as we move forward into construction. So, thank you.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion to table, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item 14, open bid and consider possibly approve the sale of house located on 0.756 acres of land situated in Ambrose Ridge Survey, Tyler County.
I see one of them has a house that the others do. I did that job with his.
Do what?
Saw one bid identified that way. There may be others in there, so I just gave you all the bid.
I think we had this. Does anybody know about this?
About the house? That's, you know, that's the one that they paid put on there.
Oh.
This item was put out for bid. It is the an improvement on one of the parcels that was bought for U.S. 271. There was some interest by parties to purchase the property that had to be relocated, the house structure that had to be relocated for the roadway, because this parcel went through condemnation. The property, the improvement was acquired by the county through condemnation, so therefore it was the county's property, and we couldn't just turn it over to the property owner as we might have included it in the settlement if we had gone through acquisition with this property owner. So in talks with various members of the court, we decided that in any case such as this where there was improvements that were acquired through condemnation that now belong to the county, that we would follow the county's process for those improvements and put them out for a public bid. Property owners have all the right in the world to submit a bid for that, but so does everyone else. And so it's being handled as if any other county property is being handled. So in this case, it was the advertisement of a housing structure that could be relocated. And and the county put it out for public bid, and with the stipulation that whoever won the bid would have that property removed within 21 days, so that it does not disrupt the clearing and grubbing of 271. There will be a couple others such as this coming up. They're on at least one other parcel along 271. There were quite a few improvements that were included in the condemnation award, and now our county property, and we're working with Mr. White to do public bids on those as well. So this is the first of several over the next couple of months, I think, by the time that we finish acquisition on all parcels for all three projects.
So has the property owner accepted the award of the three commissioners, this property here? Are we in any kind of settlement negotiation?
No, we have put the award of the commissioners on deposit with the court. So Titus County now is the legal owner of that land, and all improvements that were included within that order, which this house is one of them. We have since then gone through and done a settlement with the, or working on finalizing a settlement with the property owner, but it does not include consideration of this property.
Item 16.
Yeah, it's
Jenny, I'm sorry, Ms. Terrible.
Sure.
As what I'm just noticing with this line item, or this item 14.
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe we could do some better communication with the court on, you know, what we're going to see. I didn't know that it was going to be on the agenda today.
Well, I think that we had I'm sorry, we've spoken with several members of the court on this and had sent agenda items back and forth over this last week.
Most
This was, and I don't believe you were here the last time. Well, I wasn't here last time, that's right. I sent a report the time before, I wasn't here. The, we had some discussion, with various members of the court and with the legal team about how we would handle items that are truly Titus County property now. And so it was just, I think the decision was made we polled the majority of the court on, how Titus County would typically handle property that they were trying to resolve, on any other fashion. And it was decided probably the most fair way and most legal way when you take on improvements such as this during condemnation was to treat this property like you would any other excess property the county might own. And had worked with Mr. White to do a public bid, 2 weeks ago on it, and followed the proper procedures, turned it over to the court and said, this is one that needs to be resolved. And the county handled the public bid of it, that sort of thing. So,
It may just be I need to do better homework when I'm not here 1 week.
Well, and I'll make an attempt to, when we have items such as this, and like I said, there are several that are coming up like this, and I'm sure as we acquire property under 2348 and 1000, we'll see the same sort of thing. Typically, if you had gone through acquisition, you would have made an accommodation with the owner or included the value of a structure such as this or other improvements within what you're paying them for acquisition. When a parcel goes to condemnation, it changes the nature of what you've taken in. And we have less ability just to say, here you go, you can go ahead and keep this, because now that's truly money that Titus County has paid for that, was considered by the court in making the final award by the special commissioners, and so the...
Well, I was aware of that part right. of the negotiations and the settlement. I just, that's all.
Well, we'll do a better job of keeping you up to date between times of items that are coming up, such as this.
Okay. Item number 14 is open bid, consider possible approval sale of house located on 0.756 acres of land situated in Amroad Bridge Survey, A-478 in Titus County, to be moved.
Yeah, that's culverts.
Yes, culverts.
Culverts.
Looks like the only bid we have for this item is from Chris Shelton in the amount of $926.99.
Judge, that's the only bid, and that's the highest bid, the only bid. Make a motion that we accept the offer.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, seconded by Commissioner Boggs, that we accept the offer from Chris Shelton of $926.99 for the structure to be moved from 0.756 acres in the Amroad Ripley Survey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Judge, I'm going to make a motion we table that. Carl, we had talked to Brenda this morning. The fire contract itself is all right. The price is the same as it was this year, but they've got all three of our contracts with the city all looped together, and we need three separate contracts on those three things, Mike. Yeah. We talked to Brenda this morning. She's aware of that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
There's no problem with the fire contract, so, you know, it's same.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Hint, to table the fire protection service agreement and other matters between the county and the city. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 16, open bids and consider possible approval the following wash gravel 3/8 inch number 10. Crushed iron ore, maximum long street size, type A flexible face ash, steel covers,
bought the house, but we own the house, we need to give him a deed back to that.
Probably bill of sale.
Bill of sale.
Probably bill of sale.
Contract stipulates that you put the house in 21 days, he was asking what he needed to pass, I told him it was in 21 days.
We'll be there shortly.
This is sand, top heavy, gold picks, et cetera. This is for galvanized pipe, steel covers. Okay, first item, wash and gravel, 3/8 inch to number 10. Got two bids on this, we have one from R.L. Gerhardt Excavating. Deliver $3,250, is that per ton? You know what? Well, do you know what the spec required, was it per ton bid?
Yardage or tonnage?
What?
Yardage or tonnage on wash gravel?
It doesn't specify.
Or at least.
Bid specifier doesn't specify a ton or what.
Bid, it says yards.
Top
That's on the iron ore. It mentions approximate usage of
5,790.
Well, I think we need to clarify.
Yards, usually cubic yards, but it doesn't say that. Just rebid that.
Since we have two competing bids, they're open to table out on my birthday and gravel.
So moved.
Second.
Next item, crush iron ore. What's on the bid we have on that?
Concrete, this is.
This flex place there.
That's great, that's all.
Lee, did we check our mailbox this morning?
Who is that from? Which one?
Ario Gearhart, delivered $29, picked up $26.50.
Wow. That's on iron ore?
That's on iron ore. I don't know if that's per ton or per yard.
I need to read that. Make a motion.
For a second.
Second.
Motion and a second to table the iron ore bid. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously.
Is there a difference standing between tabling and rebidding?
Do what?
Is there a difference in tabling and rebidding?
Well, tabling it until it's rebid. Yeah.
I might suggest we get a form that we can use year to year that shows the units that they're bidding.
Type A flex space ash. This is from Lafarge. $3 per ton bottom ash sand is available free. Bottom ash is available free. This is $3 per ton FOB plant.
That's Lake Webb, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Welsh Utility.
And it's, their bid is $3?
$3.
Been being $9.10.
Mm-hmm.
$9.10 per ton.
Yes.
And then others, the sand and stuff is free if you go get it. I make a motion we accept that bid.
Second.
I'm not sure that bid's right there.
Well, it's too late.
Well. Sometimes you need to be careful what you ask for.
Yep, I'm fine.
Who made this motion?
By.
Seconded by. Motion by Commissioner Beal, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, that we accept the bid from Lafarge and the Type A flex space ash. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
motion we accept the cover from Contex.
Well, Commissioner Huckabee moves. Commissioner Fields seconds the motion that we accept the bid from Contex on the galvanized steel covers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, concrete covers for reinforced steel. Cox Concrete Products, 12-inch cover, $12 per linear foot, 18-inch cover, $15 per linear foot, 24-inch is $17 per linear foot.
Make a motion to accept the concrete.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Huckabee.
Let me see that.
Seconded by Commissioner Henson to accept the bid from Cox Concrete Pipe on the concrete covers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Judge, not voting. Next item, asphalt sand, coat mix, and hot mix. This is Richard. The only bid we have is Richard Gray Construction Company. Hot oil sand, type D rock delivered, well, type D rock field sand and AC 1.5 oil, $60.15. Delivered, $2.15, picked up.
How much was that, $52.15?
$52.15.
Pick up?
Pick up.
Type D coat mix delivered, $60.80, picked up, $52.70. Type D hot mix delivered, $70.50, picked up, $62.40.
So that's a couple of dollars higher than it was last year, but.
Bid prices delivered to Titus County and also picked up from bidder's location by Titus County. The deliver is delivered to us and picked up is. Type D hot mix delivered and laid down, $98.40. Mix seal, 500 ton minimum, AC oil. D aggregate laid down, $112.50. I have no clue if that's a ton or yard or whatever. I don't know how they normally bid that.
Yard.
That'd be, well, I think it would, it'd be a ton.
Ton.
It's only one we got.
It's only one we have.
Make a motion. Make a motion, we accept the bid.
Second.
The basis said it's a per ton bid.
Per ton bid, yes, sir.
I
Second.